Disclaimer. The intent of this podcast is to provide entertainment and general information.
If our delivery is marked by a comedic twist, it is simply a way to reflect our fun-loving nature.
We do not intend to personally attack or mock the people involved, their experiences, and their mental and physical conditions.
We also do not condone spreading misinformation and perpetrating hateful agenda.
If any of our topics might be a trigger for you,
we suggest you proceed with caution.
Cripsilog. Cripsilog.
Hello, welcome creepers. This is Cripsilog.
But the Yinsa podcast is Barbara.
We are your hosts. I'm Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Here in Cripsilog, we talk about creepy stories, murder, true crime, conspiracy theory, and what else, Glenn?
Documentaries, TV series, mystery stories, and whatever. Whatever.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, kumusta, Glenn? Damn.
Oh my God. Stress drill on.
Stress drill on? Hindi. Ay, ibag nga ako eh. Paano ba alisin to? Yung dark spot sa mata.
Babaran mo ng ano, pipino. Ewan ko kung totoo yun.
Totoo ba yun? Di ba? Napapanood.
Hindi ko alam.
Feeling ko naman totoo yun. Okay.
Kung hindi mag-work, di kainin mo na lang yun.
Habang umiiyak kasi hindi nawala.
Bakit na paano ka?
Hindi, kasi 'di ba ano ako night shift na ako ngayon this quarter, so medyo hirap matulog
sa araw.
Yeah,
medyo challenge nga matulog pag araw kasi gising lahat ganun. Gusto mo gising ka din para may FOMO ka.
Mm-hmm. Especially pag weekend, no, parang hala, okay, tapos na.
ang bilis. Tapos pag weekend, parang tulog ka sa araw, pero natutulog ka rin sa gabi.
Binawi mo lang yung kulang mo natulog ng week. So parang hala na wala lang.
Oh, lumipas lang.
Hi, damn. Hirap kumita ng pera.
So, okay lang yan. At least may pagkakakitaan.
May pambili ng mga gusto.
At kumusta ang 12-12 mo?
May binili akong isa. So, matagal, isa lang naman, matagal ko din naman gusto yun. And sinabi ko na, sige, hintay ko lang yung 12-12, sayang yung mga vouchers. So, yeah, may nabili naman ako. Isa lang.
Ako, alam mo, yun laman lang kasi ng cart ko.
Ano?
Isang 3M double-sided tape.
Ay, meron din ako dyan.
Ang sabi ko, huwag na nga lang.
Hindi ko check out. Hindi mo check out?
58 pesos. Wala naman siyang kasabay. So, huwag na nga lang. So.
Meron din ako niya sa cart ko.
Ay, nandun mo. Check out
ko. Hindi pa. Pinag-iisipan ko pa. Kailangan ko ba to? Kailangan ko ba talaga? Pero yung mga ibang mga laruan nun, out agad, bili agad.
Ayan, napahaba ang ating
mapapagalitan
tayo ni ano. Char!
So, tungkol saan ba to? Ano pag-usapan natin?
Ayan, so, today's case is a mystery story. Remember yung case of the Vanishing Blonde that we discussed a few episodes back?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yung babae na biglang nawala sa hotel only to be found left for dead sa isang field. The case went unsolved for a long time until a private detective, Ken Brennan, finally solved it.
Okay. Oh.
So today's case, it's your boy, Ken Brennan, he's back.
Wow! Welcome back.
Ken Brennan is back for another puzzling case. So,
taray ni Ken.
If you haven't listened to our Vanishing Blonde episode, please do that. That's episode 98. Although hindi naman sila magkadugtong, mas maganda lang na mauna yan. Kasi chronologically nauna yon. Right. So, itong today's episode is also a Vanity Fair article written by Mark Bowden in April 2013. And
same.
It has become one of my favorite na mystery stories kasi nakaka ano talaga siya. Mapapaisip ka. Paano nangyari?
And maganda rin na meron ulit na ganito kasi maraming nakagusto doon sa Vanishing Blonde episode.
Alam mo kung bakit?
Bakit?
Feeling ko, it's hard to believe na hindi siya fiction eh. Parang akala mo fiction siya pero totoo siyang nangyari. The way the crime happened and the way siya na nasolve. Parang ganun. Kaya siya medyo nakaka-fascinate.
Yeah. So, ano, start na ba natin? Start na tayo?
Start na tayo, sir.
Start na tayo. Game.
Okay. Greg Flanagan was a man of fixed routine. Every Monday morning, he would say goodbye to his wife, Susie, and drive for 2 hours from their home in Lafayette, Louisiana, to Beaumont, Texas, to conduct some business. He would check in at the MCM Elegante Hotel. On most evenings, Greg never left his hotel room. He would turn up the air conditioner because he liked a very cool room at night and sit on the bed where he laid out a clean towel on which he placed his ashtray, cigarette pack, his lighter, his BlackBerry phone, a chocolate bar, and the TV remote. And so, on the evening of September 15, 2010, in room 348 of the MCM Elegante Hotel, Greg was sitting on the bed smoking, snacking on a chocolate bar, sipping root beer, and watching Iron Man 2. He never finished the movie.
Oh my god.
The following morning, Greg's wife Susie waited for Greg's call. As part of Greg's routine, he would call Susie every morning, so when he did not call, Susie worried. He wasn't answering his phone, and when he did not appear in the office, two of his co-workers drove to the hotel and knocked on the door, but there was no answer. The hotel manager opened room 348. The room was very warm, and Greg was lying on the floor, dead.
Tapos siya cold na.
So, another day, another hotel.
Oo nga eh. Parang, atin ko dito, huwag kang mag-hotel. Kasi parang ang daming nangyayari sa hotel.
And by the way, biglang umulan dito sa amin. So,
oh damn.
Kawawa na naman ng ating audio. Lalagyan ko na lang ng ng rain sounds para ano.
Para
kunwari sadya.
Kabugindo na si Inka. Pampatulog. Ambient sound ang dating. Ganun.
Okay, let's talk about the victim, Greg Flanagan.
Okay.
So, si Kuya Greg, siya ay 55 years old nung time na namatay siya. Kapartner niya yung brother niya sa isang land leasing business which was doing pretty well. Parang nagli-lease sila ng lupa sa mga oil companies. Ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, wala siyang known na enemies. And apparently, Greg was well-liked by everyone na kakilala niya. Sa office, sa mga friends, ganyan. Tapos, he has a very good relationship naman with his wife, Susie. Sabi nga ni Susie, on the night of September 15, nung huling night na nakausap niya siya, nag-email siya kay Greg to tell him na yung progress niya dun sa ginagawa niyang tax, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, nireplyan siya ni Greg ng, "You're doing good, babe." Ganyan.
Hey! Tas, sweet naman.
Tapos, yun na yung last na she heard from him. So, medyo sad yung part na yun. Alright. On the night of the event, anong nangyari? At some point, habang nanunood si Greg ng Iron Man 2, habang tutok na tutok si Kuya doon. Although, hindi ko na maalala story. Ano ba nangyari doon?
Walang kwenta yun eh. So,
okay.
Forgettable.
So, okay lang na di natapos ni Greg.
Oo. he didn't miss much.
Gag.
Hala, sorry.
Char lang, alam mo naman yung humor natin.
Pero parang marami na siyang na-miss
Pinoy humor.
From dead on.
Ang nangyari, parang he was struck from nowhere with a very hard and shattering blow. He managed to get off the bed and walk toward the door before he fell. Napa-spread legs siya and face down ng pagkakatumba niya. Tapos, di ba, nung nabuksan yung scene nung umaga, nakadapa siya. Tapos, yung sigarilyo niya, hawak-hawak niya pa sa kanyang left hand.
Okay.
Tapos, the room was noticeably warm, which was unusual for Greg kasi alam ng asawa talaga niya na laging naka-ano talaga yung aircon, naka-max pag si Greg kasi gusto niya talagang matulog ng malamig. Ayan. At some point, during the evening, nagluto si Greg ng popcorn sa microwave. Tapos, aksidente, na-blow niya yung electrical circuit. So, nagkaroon ng power outage sa hotel. Pero ilang rooms lang naman.
Yung, wow.
Room,
okay.
Yung room niya, tapos yung room sa katabi niya, which is room 349, and yung mga rooms na directly nasa baba ng room nila. So, si Greg, he had to call the front desk to report yung outage. Tapos, nagpadala naman sila ng maintenance guy para i-reset yung breaker. Tapos, okay naman, umayos naman. His skin color had gone grayish blue. There was a wet spot at the crotch of his blue pajamas, but that wasn't very unusual in death. So, yung main cop na working on the case, his name was Detective Scott Apple. Medyo sad to say, hindi siya interesado masyado dun sa scene. Kasi walang sign ng break-in or ng struggle dun sa room. Parang malinis yung room. Walang dugo or obvious wounds dun sa, sa body. Yung wallet niya, nandun pa sa loob ng pantalon niya na nakasabit. Tapos may mga pera dun. So it was not a robbery. Tapos tinanong nila yung mga nasa surrounding rooms. Wala naman silang narinig na anything from the night before. Tapos nag-search siya ng mga pills or whatever na baka pwedeng nagpakamatay siya or what. Pero wala. So, walang clues that might explain why this man collapsed. Ganyan.
So, parang nahihirapan siya. Ayoko lang nito.
Oo. Eh, parang yung mga ganyang, ano diba, yung mga ganyang cases, parang ano ba to? Wala naman, not much to go on, so, nakakatamad. Kung ako yun, ha. Hindi ko sinasabing ganun si, ano, Detective Apple. So, nalaman ni Detective Apple from Greg's wife na hindi siya nagpupunta sa doktor, he never exercised, and chain smoker siya for his entire adult life. So, it was very easy to conclude na baka hindi lang talaga siya healthy at the time ng pagkamatay niya. Tapos yung wife niya, she was ready to believe na ganun nga yung kaso. Kahit nag-grieve siya, she was able to accept that for her husband, sudden death was a possibility. May mga occasions pa na sinasabi ni Greg na that's how he wanted to die. Yung parang sudden death, heart attack. Kaya yun yung unang lumabas na story from this case na may na heart attack na namatay dun sa hotel na yun. So the police, they saw this death as medyo routine lang siya. The only mystery here appeared to be medical kasi ano na lang yung sakit niya, ano yung cause.
Yun mm-hmm.
Detective Apple was inclined to believe that Greg Flanagan died of natural causes. The end.
Yun na pala yun.
Yun na yan. Char.
Pero hindi pa pumapasok si ano, si idol detective natin.
Hindi pa, medyo maya-maya pa siya. Si Kuya Ken. Ito. So, dinala na yung katawan ni ano, ni Greg sa medical examiner para i-autopsy. Yung medical examiner si Dr. Tommy Brown, he is a well-respected figure in this part of Texas kasi madalas niyang ka-work yung police tapos ma-okay naman siya yung mga findings niya. They were taken as absolute truth. So, pag siya nagsabi, ito na yon. Parang ganyan. Ganun siya kagaling. Sa katawan ni Greg, it took him 45 minutes to conduct a post-mortem exam. Tapos, in-inspect niyang maigi yung katawan. So, sa labas, outside, yung mga marka sa katawan ni Greg, they were very unremarkable. Meron lang siyang maliit na gasgas dun sa left cheek niya. Pero kasi yun yung tumama sa rug nung natumba siya. Tapos sa kanyang balls, hindi ko na na-research kung left or right. Pero merong... Shit, tumatawa na naman tayo.
Isa lang, oo.
Sorry if this is marked by, ano yan? Comedic twist.
Oo.
Char lang. may maliit na laceration sa kanyang scrotum.
Okay.
Tapos yung balls niya namaga and medyo discolored siya.
Okay, isasabihin ko baka sa zipper lang kaya may laceration na po.
Naipit. Pero... Hindi. Okay. Tapos yung medyo nagpasa siya, umakyat na sa kanyang groin area and hip yung pagpasa. Hmm. Okay. So parang lumalabas na merong tumama sa kanya dun, pwedeng sinipa siya dun sa part na yan. Parang binugbog. It was when Dr. Brown opened the front of the torso when he discovered a surprising amount of blood and extensive internal damage sa loob ng katawan.
Oh, internal hemorrhage.
Hmm. May partly digested food na natanggal sa intestines niya. Tapos may mga lacerations ulit sa kanyang stomach and liver as well as two broken ribs. Tapos may butas sa right atrium ng puso niya.
Oh.
So, yung condition ng loob ng katawan niya, severe trauma. Ang belief ni Dr. Brown, Greg had been crushed by something heavy or may bumugbog sa kanya.
Ganun. Okay. Sige.
Yung wound sa kanyang genitals, likely, sabi niya, this was caused by a hard kick. He had also taken a blow to the chest, which was so severe, it caused damage dun sa puso
Fuck.
Niya. Kasi pwede palang mabutas yung puso natin pagka sobrang tindi nung blow.
Suntok, ganun?
Yeah, or paulit-ulit siguro. Or kung may ginamit na bagay. Basta sabi niya, in less than 30 seconds, namatay si Greg. Ang nilagay niya dun sa official form, next to manner of death, he said, homicide.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right, so shock na naman yung mga tao, pati yung asawa ni Greg. Kasi unang-una sabi, akala ng mga police, heart attack. Tapos ngayon, somebody killed your husband. Ganyan. Hindi pwede kasi yung nabagsakan kasi walang anything dun sa room eh. Walang anything na heavy enough para mabagsakan siya. Right, so the doctor told Detective Apple that Greg suffered the kind of severe internal injuries he often saw in crash victims or someone found under a heavy fallen object. But how could it happen to Greg Flanagan, alone in his hotel room, a room that remained quiet that night? The physical evidence didn't add up. Unless Greg had been beaten to death somewhere else, tapos dinala yung katawan niya papunta dun sa room at nilagay dun sa rug, pwedeng yun yung nangyari. Diba?
Ikaw lang, baka, di ba siya nakita? Ganon.
Ayun nga. We're back to the same problem na alam mo nun sa Vanishing Blonde na pwedeng, alam mo yun, yung sa ibang lugar ginawa yung crime and then kinago siya, yung ganyan. How does a man get beaten so severely that his ribs crack, his inner organs tear, and his heart ruptures all without significant damage dun sa external na torso niya? Diba? So medyo nandun yung puzzle doon. Ang nakita lang nga nila na bruise was yung sa cheek tapos yung maliit na sugat sa kanyang balls. But other than that, walang sign na binugbog siya sa labas.
Puro internal na lang. No? Mm-hmm.
Yes. And how could such a struggle kung talagang binugbog siya doon, how could it have taken place in a hotel room na walang man lang isang bagay na disturb? Or kung sa labas siya ng hotel room binugbog, like sa hallway, parang walang nakarinig. Yung ganyan. And the most important question is, why? Ano yung motive? Greg appeared to have had no enemies. Susie, yung asawa, she clearly adored si Greg. Heartbroken siya and very angry at the same time. Kasi sabi niya si Greg was the nicest man she ever met. Actually, twice silang nagpakasal. First, nung medyo bata-bata pa sila, then naghiwalay sila, then nagbalikan sila in middle age and kinasal sila ulit. So this time, yung second time na kinasal sila, 15 years na silang kasal. Parang wala talaga makita si Detective Apple na any motive dun sa wife. Tapos, wala ring motive dun sa kapatid. After all, they did business together.
Hmm.
And mga coworkers niya, they all said na si Greg is universally liked in their company. Sa hotel, wala siyang ka-interact na anyone. Hindi siya tumatambay sa lobby or what. Doon lang talaga siya sa room niya sa gabi. And nagstay lang siya doon until morning. Wala naman nakakita sa kanya doon sa hotel bar. Hindi siya nakipag-socialize or umiinom or magpipick up ng women. So this is not a cheating husband or yung lasing na nakipag-away. Medyo ano talaga siya? Palaisipan talaga. Because this looks like a decent, successful man na people liked. The kind na nobody would murder, and yet here he is murdered. So, naalala mo nung nagluto siya ng popcorn tapos pumutok yung fuse or yung circuit?
Oo.
Yung maintenance man na pinaakyat ng hotel to fix it, he had a history as a sex offender. Pwede kaya na yung puncture dun sa kanyang scrotum, could it be caused by a long screwdriver na medyo may pagka-kinky siya, no? Pero later on, after interviewing the man, they decided na walang basis yung theory na to. Hindi siya.
Okay.
So, absuelto siya. Sorry dun sa visual, pero...
Oh my God. Ang sakit. Okay.
So, nung namatay yung ilaw, meron sa kabilang room 349, a group of other hotel guests, mga electricians naman sila. Pwede kaya na isa sa kanila nainis dahil nag-brown out. Tapos kinatok si Greg. Tapos binugbog siya dun sa hallway. Tapos after siyang bugbugin at mapatay, binalik siya dun sa room niya. Tapos dun siya natuluyan. So ang ginawa nila, kinwestiyon nila yung mga electricians on the day that the body was found. Pero lahat sila, sinabi nila wala silang interaction with that man sa room 348. Mas medyo friendly naman sila and they tried to help. Just like the detectives, confused din sila kung anong nangyari. So si Detective Apple parang he's inclined to believe na okay, mukhang wala namang kinalaman din tong mga to. Parang di naman silang kisinungaling. Yung family ni Greg, they put up a $50,000 reward 2 months after his death kasi hindi ma-solve. Pero wala, hindi talaga. So over the next weeks and months, Detective Apple chased down every angle he could imagine to explain the death of Greg Flanagan. But about 6 months into it, he was stuck. So at this point, who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah boy, Ken Brennan. Actually, yung tumawag sa kanya si Susie, yung wife.
Ah, sikat na ba si kuya nito?
Alam mo kung anong nabasa ni Susie?
At ano? Yung...
Yes. Yung Vanity Fair article na Case of the Vanishing Blonde.
Oh, wow.
Kaya niya kinontak si Ken Brennan.
Si...
Di ba? Parang nag-full circle anyway. Alright, so para kay Ken Brennan, marami pang pwedeng explore dito sa case na to habang nag-give up na si Detective Apple. So, he knew in yung fresh eyes niya, yun yung medyo pinaka-valuable na pwede niyang dalhin sa investigation na to. So, una niyang kinausap si Susie, grinil niya over their relationship. Tinanong niya about infidelity, mga ganyan, yung mga difficult questions. Insurance.
Pera.
Kasi pwedeng yun, di ba? Pero na-satisfy siya na hindi talaga, wala talagang kinalaman si Susie. Parang inosente talaga si ate. Tapos tinanong niya si Susie, was there anything about the crime scene that did not seem right to you? Sabi ni Susie, nagulat siya that the room was so warm when Greg's coworkers entered it the following morning. Kasi yung husband niya, he liked to max out yung AC nga, di ba? So, si Detective Apple and Ken Brennan visited the hotel room. Ni-review nila yung crime scene and yung photos and yung autopsy results. Sabi ni Ken, I think I know how this guy died. And I know when he died. And I think I know who killed him.
Oh my God.
And I think I know how we're going to catch him.
Paano, Ken?
So first, in-establish ni Ken yung time of death. Nung pumutok yung circuit na nag-shutdown yung air condition unit, di ba? Along with everything else. Sa records ng hotel, it showed na yung repairman umakyat kay Greg ng 8:30 p.m. So he was alive and well nung oras na yon. Nung nabalik na yung ilaw, nanood na ulit ng movie si Greg, nakalimutan niya nang i-on yung AC. Eh, di ba it would take just a few minutes para uminit ulit yung room pag naka-off yung aircon. Eh, mainit kasi nung gabing yun daw. So, by the time na uminit yung room, hindi na napansin ni Greg para ma-on niya ulit yung aircon kasi it means patay na siya nun. That's why they found him in a warm room. So, shortly after 8:30 p.m. Tapos, ang ginawa ni Ken Brennan, tinawagan niya ulit si Susie and tinanong if Greg was left or right-handed. Sabi ni Greg, right-handed si Greg. Tinanong ni Ken, saan siya nagsismoke? Was it his left or right hand? Sabi niya, right hand daw. Ang nadeduce dun ni Ken was that hindi pwedeng binugbog siya somewhere else and then binalik sa room. Alam mo bakit?
Bakit?
Kasi there was no way daw na yung attackers ni Greg bububugin siya sa labas, ibabalik siya sa room, tapos ilalagay pa nila yung sigarilyo sa left hand niya. Nalala mo diba nung namatay siya, may nakaipit na yosi sa left hand. Yung ganyan. It was also unlikely, given na yung na-rupture yung kanyang puso, Greg would have had time to return to the room and sisindihan pa yung yosi. Parang ganyan. Kasi yung yosi na nakita kay Greg is nasindihan siya pero namatay. Yun. So, it was very likely na si Greg mismo yung naglight ng yosi before whatever happened to him happened. So, kung right-handed siya, bakit nasa left hand niya yung yosi? Ang pagkaka-piece together ni Ken was that nag-yosi siya with his right hand pero something caused Greg to get up from the bed and pumunta sa door to open it. Pero dahil right-handed siya, kailangan niyang ilipat yung yosi to his left hand para mabuksan yung door handle with his right. Maybe to call for help, pero hindi na siya umabot dun kasi tumumba na siya. So this led Ken back to the electricians dun sa kabilang room. When Dr. Brown said that Greg's injuries might have been caused by a severe beating, he added that the small laceration on his scrotum might have been caused by a hard kick, especially if the assailant had been wearing steel-toed boots.
Oh.
Eh, yung mga electricians next door, they were wearing construction boots. And so medyo dun papunta yung investigation ni Ken Brennan dun sa mga electricians na yan. Parang medyo sigurado siya na one from this group did it. Di pa lang niya sure kung paano, pero may kinalaman sila. Parang sila lang yung possible na explanation.
Or pwedeng lahat sila? Ganun.
Pwede, nag-conspire sila. Yes. So, si Kuya Mong Ken Brennan at si Detective Apple, in-interview nila yung mga co-workers muna ng mga electricians. Hoping na if someone knew dun sa grupo ng electricians na yon, may magdadaldal dun eh. Kasi limang electricians yung nandun. Eh, parang yun yung human nature, diba? Pag may nalalaman ka, una mong gagawin.
Ano, isi-chika mo?
Parang, huy, ito satid lang to, walang lalabas ha.
Quiet ka lang ha.
Pag ito talaga nalaman, hindi mo sa akin to narinig, punyata ka. Pag ako napahamak dito, wala, galit-galit na tayo. Parang ganun. So yun yung inaasahan nila. Pero nagulat sila kasi wala masyadong dun sa interview nila. Tapos yung mga in-interview pa nila, medyo confused. Kasi sabi nung isa, may nabanggit ba sa inyo yung mga electricians na coworkers nyo nung nagstay sila dun sa hotel at the same night na may inatake sa puso dun? Sabi ng mga coworkers, wala naman. Yun ba yung may nabarel? Gumanon yung isa. Sabi ni Detective Apple, hindi, ibang case pa yung nabarel kasi parang right around the same time, meron naman na barrel din na guy.
Ah, okay. Totoo naman.
So, medyo na-confuse. So, baka nagkwento yung mga electricians na may na barrel din. Yung parang ganun. Pero nag-snap yun kay Ken Brennan na parang hindi. Parang there's something. So, sabi ni Ken kay Detective Apple, balik tayo sa hotel. Si Detective Apple parang, ha? Bakit? Pala gusto lang niya lang mag-check in. Char. At that time, Detective Apple didn't know that Ken Brennan was about to crack the case open with the help of some toothpaste.
Oh, wow, ano kang gagawin niya doon?
Malalaman natin sa pagbabalik after these few messages.
And we're back.
Walang sponsors. So in room 348, they began expecting the floor, the furniture, the walls, everything. Wala silang nakita, pero si Ken Brennan, nakita niya merong dent sa wall. Yung spot kung saan tumatama yung door na pag binubuksan mo yung door, kapag medyo bara-bara ka mag-open ng door, humahampas sa wall. So medyo may dent doon. Ang ginawa niya, binuksan niya yung door, kinumpare niya doon sa doorknob, hindi nagmamatch yung dent doon sa doorknob. Hindi, hindi pantay. Yung dent doon sa wall, parang repair job na siya. Parang nabutas na siya dati tapos tinakpan. So ang sabi ni Ken, tingnan din natin yung room 349 kung saan nagstay yung mga electricians nung gabing yon. And pagdating nila doon sa kabilang room, what did they find? Doon sa exact spot kung nasaan yung dent sa room 348, mm-hmm, katapat nun sa room 349 was a hole.
Oh.
It was a small, neat hole in the wall that had been patched with some filler that turned out to be dried toothpaste. So yung hole in the wall sa 349 lined up perfectly with the dent on the wall sa 348. Isa lang ibig sabihin nun, may dumaang bullet dun.
Oo nga eh. Damn.
So yung the small neat hole in 349 marked its entry, tapos yung medyo mas malaking butas na inayos sa room 348, yun yung exit ng bullet. So, crime scene investigators carefully excavated both holes, tapos inilawan nila ng laser light. Yung ilaw ng laser, alam mo kung saan tumuro?
Saan?
Sa kama ni Greg, kung saan siya nakaupo nung gabing yun.
Oh, wait. De-
yes.
What? Okay.
So, your boy Ken Brennan said, this motherfucker was shot.
Okay, pero wala eh, di ba? So, walang wound.
Yeah, so balik sila kay Dr. Brown. Doctor, ano to? Kala ko ba, ganyan. So naturally, they had to go to Dr. Brown, yung medical examiner, kasi hindi nila ma-argue sa court kapag dadali na nila to sa trial. Paano nila sasabihin na the victim had been shot? Kapag dun pa lang sa medical examiner, sinasabi niya na hindi, hindi siya nabaril. So, si Dr. Brown sabi niya parang na, he was not shot. So, itong dalawang detectives na to, are you saying na me, in all my years of experience and expertise, na nag-rule out na this man was binugbog to death? You think na miss ko yung bullet wound? Parang ganun yung niya. Might be his ego talking.
Pero ganun din naman si sila Ken na parang, do you think in my years of experience investigation? Labanan ng experience.
Parang everything should be taken at face value, do you think?
Yeah.
Pero di ba kasi nga naman, sa isang death by gunshot, isn't a bullet wound the most obvious thing? Pero,
oh.
In this situation, hindi na nila magawa kasi cremate yung katawan.
Okay.
And what's worse, yung oven sa cremation was hot enough to destroy metal fragments kung meron man sa katawan. So, the only thing they can do was look at the photos na kinunan ng autopsy. And this time, the photos told a different story. Ken Brennan pointed out that the bullet had entered Greg's scrotum and tore up through him. Kadahil daw, sa sobrang malambot yung skin ng balls.
Okay.
Yung butas na nagawa nung excuse me. Napaburp. Sorry. May backstory yung burp na yan.
Okay.
Medyo, yung butas na ginawa dun sa scrotum, na parang nag-fold over siya ulit dahil malambot nga yung skin. So, hindi siya naging obvious. So, mukha na lang siyang maliit na punit.
Okay. Mukha siyang laceration. Okay. Oo,
kasi medyo stretchable nga yung part na yun.
Sa bagay.
Try mo. Tapos, kaya yung internal injury sa katawan ni Greg, it was actually the bullet's path going inside him. Hmm. Sabi ni Brennan kay doctor, tinanong niya, are these damages inside his body consistent with a bullet wound? Sabi ni doctor, nope. Hindi daw nagkamali dito. Sabi niya, bulugbog to. Pagdating nila sa puso, may butas, di ba? Sabi ni Dr. Brown, hindi, minsan talaga kapag sobrang lakas ng pagkakasipa sa'yo or you were hit with a blunt object, it yung right atrium, yun talaga yung normally na nagpumuputok, na nabubutas, sabi niya. Tapos habang sinasabi niya yun, tinignan niya ulit yung picture and finally he said, yep, bullet hole nga. Parang nag-give up na rin siya. O nga, nabaril nga. Sorry. Okay.
Sorry, hindi ko na-realize earlier.
Yeah, pero wala namang malis kay doctor. Kumbaga, and he was ready to admit din na nagkamali talaga siya. Yun nga lang kasi minsan, di ba, sa mga experts, parang sobrang galing na kasi nila. Parang hirap mo nang questionin.
Well, yeah. Hindi, sige, go. Oo, totoo nga.
So, June 1, 2011, 9 months after the events dun sa hotel, binalikan nila ngayon yung mga electrician. And the first they interrogated was Tim Steinmetz in Wisconsin. They reviewed the events of that night with Tim, and si Tim naman, sinagot niya patiently, trying to remember every detail. So, medyo nabuo naman nila yung story every night. Pero kulang, syempre. Kulang yung kwento ni Tim.
Parang ang hirap, no? Kasi nga, ang tagal na. Parang true. Ako, tatanungin mo ako kung ano nangyari 9 months ago on that day. Parang, wala, hindi ko na maalala.
The only way na you would remember is kung may significant na nangyari nung gabing yun.
Oo.
Diba? Tapos nagiinuman pa sila nun. Pero, alam mo still, kapag ka talaga nasa isang lugar ka tapos may crime na nangyari.
Sa bagay.
Gawin mo, i-retrace mo talaga yung steps mo kasi baka mamaya suspect ka na. Alam mo yon, so dapat alalahanin mo talaga siya in your head.
Nakulong ka pa dahil doon.
Kaya nga sabi nila, ako nabanggit ko na before, tuwing bibili ka, di ba 7-Eleven or whatever, huwag mo tatapon yung receipts. Kasi pwede mo siyang evidence later na, hindi 7-Eleven ako, ito nga resibo ko, bumili akong shit.
Ano? Tinatapon ko pa naman yun. Okay.
Ako din, minsan di ko nga kinukuha eh.
Oo, hindi ko yung kinakuha. Ganun. Okay, sige.
Ayan
ha. Okay.
Tip, kapag may gagawin kayong krimen.
Para may alibi, di ba?
May utusan kayong bumili sa 7-Eleven. Kung kayong magkalimutan yung resibo.
Ayan.
So, nung tapos na sila, so sinabi na ni Tim lahat ng mga supposedly nalalaman niya. Sabi niya, okay na po ba? Can I go? Pwede na ba? Sabi ni Ken Brennan, nope. Now, tell us what really happened because we already know.
What the fuck? Anong alam mo, Ken?
Agad-agad, si Tim sabi niya, okay, let me spill the tea.
What the fuck? Bumigay naman din siya. Okay.
Yes, ang bilis din naman.
Ang bilis naman.
Marapok. Ito yung mga electricians in room 349. Si Tim, si Lance, si Trent, si Scott, and si Thomas. Lakas mo ka.
Okay.
Boy band.
Oo.
Alam mo yan. Parang ano lang, NSYNC. Ganyan. Tearing up my heart. Sorry. So, nung gabing yun, miinom daw sila ng beer. Ito ang nagkikwento nito si Tim. Si Lance, inutusan niya si Trent na kunin yung isang bottle of whiskey from his car na nakapark din sa hotel and also kunin yung kanyang barrel, which is a 9mm Ruger na pistol. So, pagbalik ni Trent, daladala niya yung barrel at yung whiskey. Kinuha ni Lance yung barrel niya, tapos pinaglalaroan niya. Tinututok-tutok niya sa kanila.
Mm-mm.
Tinutok niya kay Tim, si Tim na nagkikwento. Galit, syempre.
Oh.
Tapos, mura-mura silang ganyan. Tapos tinutok na ulit ni Lance kay Trent na nakaupo doon sa bed. Doon niya accidenting na shoot.
Ayan na nga bay.
Yes, pero hindi si Trent yung tinamaan kundi yung sa wall sa likod. Siyempre nag-freak out sila. Ginawa ni Lance, binalot niya ng towel yung gun tapos binalik niya sa kanyang kotse. Si Trent, siyempre napikon na siya kasi muntik na siya napatay. So, bumalik na siya sa sarili niyang room. Tapos si Lance and si Tim, yung nagkikwento, pumunta sila sa bar at nag-inom. Nobody checked next door kung anong nangyari sa putok doon, sa wall. And the next morning, nakita na lang nila yung police dun sa kabilang room.
Oh my God.
Diba? After mag-confess ni Tim, they pulled a Mean Girls 4-way call. Alam mo yun?
What the?
Yung may kausap ka, tapos di mo alam, may iba pa palang tao sa call na nakikinig.
Nakikinig, oo.
So si Tim, tinawagan niya si Lance, yung may-ari ng barel na nagpaputok. Habang nahikinig si Detective Apple and si Ken Brennan, and nire-record nila yung call. So Tim said kay Lance na he confessed everything to the cops. Sabi ni Lance, he was like, "Oh my God, are you kidding me? Are you serious right now?" Sabi ni Tim, "I'm as serious as a heart attack." Si Lance kasi, alam mo yung ano, alam mo yung minsan pag may ginawa kang mali, tapos sasabihin mo sa sarili mo, hindi, wala akong ginawang kasalanan. Kinonvince niya yung sarili niya na yung accidental na gunshot and yung namatay na guy sa kabilang room are not related kasi binabase niya dun sa lumabas na news, yung unang news na heart attack and then pangalawa, binugbog. E alam naman niyang hindi niya ginawa yun.
Oo.
So, ang alam niya, binaril niya. Pero dahil hindi na lumabas na news, okay, hindi ako yun. Ganun yung kanyang logic.
Mm-mm. I see. I get it.
Na-convince yung sarili niya na hindi wala akong kinalaman dito. Kaya, parang yun yung defense niya na, akala ko hindi ako eh. Yung ganun. Pero later that day, tumawag na rin si Lance kay Ken Brennan and kinonfess niya na rin lahat nung nalalaman niya. So, yung judge, sabi niya, "This whole tragedy might have been just a terrible accident." Pero, nilista niya lahat ng mga irresponsible choices na ginawa ng mga electricians leading to this day. Okay, nagsimula siya aksidente, pero how you responded after that, yun yung krimen. Diba si Lance, he was just happy to accept yung findings ng medical examiner knowing na alam niya sa sarili niya na may ginawa siya doon. Pero hindi lang naman doon natapos yun. Kasi ang ginawa niya, tinago niya yung baril, tapos kinoveran niya pa yung bullet hole doon sa wall with toothpaste. So merong element of pagtatago, di ba? Parang ang ano lang niya, ang hope lang niya is hindi makita nila Greg Flanagan and mga police yung connection at hindi nila ma-discover yung ano niya, yung nagawa niya. Pero if only he came forward at inadmit niya yung involvement niya, hindi dapat siya ma-charge ng manslaughter or mahukulong. Kasi accidental death. And supposedly sa Texas daw, yung mga gantong accidental death, medyo gray area daw siya. And okay. They're very common. I guess kasi
sa Texas, mabaril sila doon. Mabaril yeah. Ba sila doon?
Tanong natin kina ano, di ba nasa Texas si ano, si John?
Si Patrick ba? Ah, si John, okay.
Yeah. Austin, Texas ata. Where was I? Yung attorney ni Lance, di ba, nasa court na sila, in-explain niya nga na accidental gun discharges daw are very common, ganyan-ganyan.
Shit.
Medyo napikon si, ano, kuya natin Ken. Sabi niya, "Hold up one sec. This is not a fucking accident." Sabi ni Ken, "An aksidente is if someone takes off their gun, biglang pumutok, at someone gets shot. Yun yung aksidente."
Oh.
It's completely different kapag somebody brings a gun to a place na hindi naman dapat nandun yung barrel, nag-inom, tapos nilaro-laro yung barrel at pumotok at may napatay sa kabilang side ng wall. Yun, hindi yun aksidente.
Para sa akin, hindi siya aksidente kasi tinutok mo? Ganun ba?
Tinutok mo, pinotok mo.
Oo. Hindi aksidente yun.
Kaya yung mga aksidenteng nabuntis, ano to?
Hindi.
Nadulas ka, napaupo ka sa...
Nabunggo ka sana.
At naputok sa loob.
Rumaragas ang etit.
Lang ganun, te.
Aksidente po ang nangyari.
Joke lang, we're not slut-shaming here, okay? Katuwaan lang. Nandyan naman na yan eh. So, tawanan mo na lang. Okay. Tapos ito pa, he didn't even bother to check sa next door kung may nasaktan doon.
Well, yeah.
Tapos kinabukasan, nung nakita mo na may bangkay na nilalabas dun sa door, and you're 100% na napatay mo yon, you don't say anything. Tapos itatago mo yung weapon. That's not an accident. That's murder. Sabi ni your boy Ken Brennan. Lance was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Tapos syempre may input din si Susie, the wife. Sabi niya, may pa-quote, "I have waited over 2 years to look you in the face, eye to eye, and simply have the chance to speak directly to you. You would never have come forward with the truth. You murdered him. You didn't intentionally seek him out to murder him, but you murdered him with every lie you told, with every intentional selfish deception, with every cover-up, over and over again. You saw his body taken out of the room in a body bag the next day. You knew you killed him. He meant nothing to you. But you have met your match. I would have spent the rest of my life tracking you down. And I found you, Greg's murderer. I brought you to justice." Mic drop. Yeah. And that's the end of the story.
Wow.
Of the body in room 348.
Hi. Ang dami ah. Naintindihan ko si Lance na kung bakit niya iniisip. Kasi may aksidente yung nangyari na pumutok yung baril. Kasi naman ba't naglalaro ng baril na tinututok-tutok?
Huwag mo lalaroin yung baril.
Oo. Huwag mo itutok kung kanino kung di ka naman sure. Maganda. Yun, may aksidente yung nangyari. And alam mo yung iniiwas mo yung sarili, yung isip mo na may nagawa kang mali. And worse, may napatay ka.
Oo.
Hindi ko siya.
Alam mo yung reaction natin usually pag may nagawa tayong mali, tapos didenyan natin sa sarili natin.
Oo.
Pero alam natin sa sarili natin na may ginawa tayo. Pero dahil ayaw natin mapahamak, quiet na lang. Shh.
Parang nilalayo mo yung thought mo.
Oo.
Na may nagawa ka mali.
Hindi kaya ako yun. Or alam mo, alimbawa, ito yung ganito, yung perfect na example. Sa office, yung boss nyo, nagle-lecture kasi may mga, yung kayo-kayo, may mga ginawa kayong mali. Tapos gina-justify mo sa otak mo, hindi ako yung pinarili.
Hindi kaya ako yun.
Ang aga ko kaya lagi. Maganda kayo attendance ko. Kahit alam naman natin, hindi.
Tapos na-reinforce pa yun ng medico-legal. Yun ba? Yung tama. Anong tawag doon?
Yung medical examiner.
Medical examination na binugbog siya. Tapos yung findings ng police ni Apple. Ni Apple, no?
Si Detective Apple.
Yeah, na... Ano nga ba sabi niya? Natural causes? Mga ganun.
So medyo lumakas ang loob niya.
Safe na ako. Oo, ganyan. Wala akong nagawang mali.
True. Pero alam mo sana, ibang story sana siya kung aksidente niyang na barel, tapos kinatok na sana kagad nila sa kabila. Kasi pwedeng naligtas pa nila yung buhay niya. Or kung hindi man, dahil nga 30 seconds lang daw siyang nag-bleed internally tapos namatay, at least andun yung part na hindi sila nag-conceal nung nang kinalaman nila. Yun nga, wala daw sana siyang prison time for it.
Mm-mm.
Ayun. Alam mong favorite part ko naman yung
ano favorite?
Yung looking at it with fresh eyes nga. Minsan, kapag meron kang problema, tapos iniisipan mo ng solusyon, feeling mo na nahimay mo na lahat, iwan mo muna ng 1 week. Balikan mo after some time. Tapos yung parang medyo, ano na siya sa, na medyo limot mo siya na ng konti. Tapos balikan mo siya ng blanco ka. Parang may makikita ka ulit na something. Parang ganun yung ginawa ni Ken Benedict. Parang where everybody else gave up.
Pwede ba na kung i-confide mo siya sa iba, para siya yung mag-isip ng ano, siya yung fresh eyes mo.
Oh, tama, pwede. Parang mag-i-invite ka ng third party into the, ano. Kaya nga tayo minsan, di ba, pag may problema tayo, nanghihingi tayo ng advice from someone na walang kinalaman doon. Ayan, siguro pwede natin take away dito, kung meron man tayong baril sa bahay, huwag natin silang, ano, gawing play things, hindi sila laruan. Lalong-lalo na kapag New Year, yung magpapaputok ka ng baril.
Yeah, how timely.
Yeah.
Malapit na.
Ay, another story. Story time ano ulit. Nung baby pa ako, New Year noon, someone, somewhere, nagpapatok ng baril, pumasok sa loob ng bahay namin yung bala. As in, nalaglag, hindi nalaglag. As in, tumama siya sa tabi ko sa sahig.
Fuck.
Parang konting-konti na lang ako na.
Hindi ka na dapat na pinakausap today.
Kaya nga, nag-record ka sana mag-isa ngayon.
Kung ano, umusog lang, nausog ka lang ng konti. Nalapag ka a few centimeters. Na...
Damn. May plan pa talaga si God sa akin. Hey God, so look ano at me plan? Now. Is this your plan?
Ito na ba yun?
Ayan. Anong MMK title ng episode today?
Toothpaste. Gusto ko toothpaste.
Tanong natin sa ating mga creepers, anong ano niya, i-hashtag creepsilog ES nyo yung gusto nyo.
And yeah, dun sa baril, di ba, it's a responsibility. Well, buti na lang sa atin, hindi naman tayo ganun mabaril dito, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
Pero yung mga iilan na meron na aksidente, pa naalala mo yung kay... naalala ko name niya eh. Si...
Sino? Bakit? Anong nangyari dun?
Anong pangalan nun? Teka nga, i-google ko na.
Si... yung may jowang babae?
Oo. Oo, kasi lalaki yun. Teka. ayun. Ang tagal. Di ba nabaril niya yung sarili niya kasi nililinis niya yung baril niya. Ayun. Nabaril siya.
Ay, naalala ko to. May conspiracy dyan.
Na ano?
Na parang, ay, ayok. Pag-uusapan natin.
Nako, baka deliks tayo.
Offline na lang.
Oh, sige. Sige.
Pero parang sabi nila dati, parang nag-suicide daw ata, but they were trying to make it look like accident.
Oh.
Yun ang, na nabasa ko lang yun somewhere, hindi sa akin galing yun.
You didn't hear this from me. Parang gano'n.
Yan, nalala ko lang.
Hindi ko alam yan. Oh.
Mula sa malilikot na imahinasyon ng mga taong di naman involved.
Okay. Well, yeah. Pwede.
Natakot bigla.
Well, yeah. Totoo. Damn.
Ba't mo lilinisin?
Well, yeah. Oo. Pero lilinisin. Tapos may bala. May bala pala.
Yun nga eh.
Okay.
Ano na lang natin, i-blip-blip natin yung mga names.
Oh, sige.
Matapos mong hanapin yung...
Hanapin yung ano, yung teleserye, yung character.
Ibi-blip lang pala.
Okay, kaya ba, creepers, what do you think about this case ulit ni Idol Ken?
Let us know.
Use hashtag CryptsilogES. Tapos, ayun, para pag-usapan natin yan.
Yes. And kung gusto niyo pa ng mga ganitong klaseng stories, just let us know. Baka may mahanap pa kami, may matisod kaming magandang i-share. At least na-exercise ang ating critical thinking.
Yeah. So, ayan. Maraming salamat, Glenn, sa isa ng masustansyang story.
Wow. You're welcome. Anytime.
Yeah. So, if you guys have... Ayun, sinabi mo na ba na may suggestions or if you guys have any stories na you would like to share to Cryptsilog, you can DM us at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Diba?
Yes. Kung may story kayo na may napatay na ba kayo tapos maang-maangan kayo later. share nyo yan sa amin. You can email us at creepsalog@gmail.com or dahil medyo sensitibo yung story nyo, sa Curious Cat na lang.
Ah, yeah, sa Curious Cat. And what else? Support local podcasts. Diba? Listen to them.
Yes.
Sa Cutprint Podcast Network.
Yeah,
and marami pa iba, diba?
Mm-hmm. And
ano pa ba?
Shoutouts? Do you have...
Ah!
Ano?
Shoutout? Siguro wala, ano, ito kay... Kay... di ko alam kung paano i-pronounce. Sizables? Kasi lagi ko na... Nalilate ako sa story niya. Lagi akong, ano... Ala, wala na, tapos na. Parang ganun, hindi ko nakita agad. Ayun.
Ayan, may pa-shoutout pala tayo from Gratch. Gratchy but festive. Sabi niya, pa-shoutout naman ng bebebek ko na recruit ko na makinig ng Creepsilog. Hi, Mona. Ganyan. Yee.
Hi, Mona.
Oh. Ayun lang for me.
Ayun lang. Ayun lang. Ayun. Ay, thank you guys for listening. Sana nag-enjoy kayo sa episode na to. And we'll expect you sa Creepsilog ES.
Yes, maraming salamat. See you online.
Yeah. Eh, ano pa ba?
Wala na.
May nakalimutan ba tayo? Wala na. Ayun, mercy and compassion.
Productivity, bitches.
Bye-bye.
Bye.